first appearance, the first media house. They have come for interviews.
Oh, great.
I mean, we are good like that.
And it's not the last. We'll be like that visitor who comes every day.
Thank you for coming, BMJ. Let's do this next week again right here on RTV, your home since
94. News, your global link.
Government engages councils to prevent closure of SME shops. Government commended for advancing opportunities on refugees and host communities. And Egypt accuses Ethiopia of reckless Nile management as flooding fears rise. With the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Elias Mubanga, says his ministry is engaging local councils to ensure that shops owned by small and medium enterprises, SMEs, are not closed whenever traders delay in obtaining required certificates. Mr. Mubanga acknowledged that while all traders are required to acquire the necessary licenses and certificates to operate legally, there is need for dialogue between councils and SMEs to ensure that none of the parties' operations are affected. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mubanga said government is working to introduce a single licensing system that will simplify the process for traders. The single licensing system will be less cumbersome and more efficient, which will be a great relief for traders, said Mr. Mubanga. He, however, urged traders to ensure that their licenses are up to date as government moves towards implementing the new system.
To make sure that we revise these fees for our SMEs. And I'm very strong on this point. This is why we are coming up with a law to protect this. The first ever law to protect the entrepreneurs in Zambia. I don't want, when I come up with a law, then I'll conflict with local government. Because my law to protect them, I'll say, we will only give in the act, which we now consulting and we're coming up with, there will be only one license within this bill.
Economist Trevor Hambai has criticized the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development for what he describes as its ineffective role in addressing the challenges facing small and medium enterprises, SMEs, in the country. Mr. Hambai said that since the ministry's creation in 2021, there has been little policy implementation aimed at creating a conducive environment for SME growth and sustainability. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Hambai expressed concern that the ministry has remained largely preoccupied with loan disbursements, which have also recorded low repayment rates. The nation expected that after its creation in 2021, the ministry would implement strong policies addressing issues such as taxation and access to adequate financing for the SME sector, said Mr. Hambai. Mr. Hambai said that SMEs will continue to lose confidence in the ministry if it fails to introduce policies that support and promote the sector's growth.
This is another issue, is that how do you expect them to be compliant when they are paying the highest tax rate in the country, around 44% effectively on that 5% turnover tax, is the second issue. Now, if you look at the economy as it stands, is that there is 2% of economic players at the top of the economy that contribute 70% of the revenue that we generate in the country. The 90% that is remaining here where the SMEs, they are contributing 10%. But if you look at the tax that we have in this country, is that the ones at the bottom are paying a higher tax.
Financial analyst Naila Kopakopa has commended the government for its ongoing efforts to support and enhance opportunities for both refugees and their host communities, describing the initiative as a potential driver of economic development. Mr. Kopakopa noted that refugees often bring valuable skills and experience that can contribute meaningfully to various sectors within their host communities. Speaking in news in Lusaka, Mr. Kopakopa highlighted the impact of the government's recent allocation of a $30 million grant that was launched at Maheba Refugee Settlement in Kalumbila District, aimed at supporting refugees and host communities, stating that this funding will not only improve livelihoods but also strengthen Zambia's reputation as a dependable partner in times of regional crisis. He emphasized that embracing and utilizing these talents could help change perceptions about refugees and foster inclusive economic growth. Refugees have families and skills that, if harnessed, can add significant value to Zambia's economy, as many of them possess entrepreneurial strengths that have already made a positive impact on the local business landscape in the country, said Mr. Kopakopa. Mr. Kopakopa further encouraged the government to continue investing in initiatives that integrate refugees into the national development agenda, stressing that such moves could unlock untapped potential and promote sustainable growth for both refugees and host communities.
So I don't think the grant is going to be used to stop the influx of illegal immigrants. That is our baby with the Minister of Home Affairs to ensure that people enter the country rightly. Otherwise, I don't have a problem with the refugees who turn to business people because they are very industrious. Although their only business, the only business they do is trading, which is still good because it adds to our GDP.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, have presented their submissions to the Parliamentary Committee on Health, Community Development and Social Services on the sector budget analysis to the Ministry of Health on the 2026 estimates of revenue and expenditure. Government is to spend 26.2 billion kwacha, representing 10.3% of the 253.1 billion kwacha budget, to support health service delivery across the country, of which 6.4 billion kwacha will be apportioned to the procurement of drugs and medical supplies. In a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today, MedRap Executive Director Leo Kalioka is of the view that although these figures remain largely impressive and are expected to translate into improved healthcare delivery in the country, the government must, however, remain steadfast in strengthening transparency and accountability in prevention of pilferage of essential drugs. Mr. Lioka mentioned that the budget shows sufficient potential to meet the basic needs of the public health sector and the aspirations of Zambians, though substantial challenges still remain a big threat. He indicated that in their submission, poor governance in the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, is the biggest driver of corruption, poor accountability and transparency. Government, through the Ministry of Health, should establish and restore good governance in ZAMSA by following procedures stipulated in the ZAMSA Act No. 9 of 2019, said Mr. Lioka. MedRap has, however, commended the government's continued commitment towards the procurement of essential drugs and medical supplies, ensuring quality healthcare delivery. In African news, Egypt has launched a sharp diplomatic offensive against Ethiopia, accusing its upstream neighbor of reckless and irresponsible management of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, after unilateral water releases were linked to severe flooding in Sudan, raising fears for Egyptian lands and lives. In a statement, Egypt's Ministry of Water Resources and Irrigation condemned Ethiopia's actions as a violation of international law. The ministry asserted that reckless unilateral measures in operating the illegal dam represent a direct threat to the lives and security of the people of the downstream states. Coming up shortly, Italian stage strike in support of Gaza Palestinians. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Workers in Italy joined a general strike on Friday, not for better pay or conditions, but in solidarity with the people of Gaza. Large crowds took to the streets of multiple cities amid a growing wave of protests across Europe at Israel's bombardment and blockade of the Gaza Strip. Italy's Interior Ministry says up to 400,000 protesters came out in total in 29 locations. Trade unions claim the number was four times that. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Elias